Hi, everybody. I'm back. I think it's been like 8 or 9 months since I last recorded a podcast. So I'm sorry for my absence. But as you may or may not know, quite a lot of shit has happened in my life since that last time that I recorded a podcast. And I think if I kind of scroll back in my mind, the last 4 or 5 podcasts of this were me going through a rough time. Things are a bit difficult, really, really having a struggle at the moment. So it just only got worse, is all I can tell you. Couple of updates that I need to share. One is, I'm sure you have all been made aware of this, but Ames and I are no longer in a relationship. You know, I could make a decision to not talk about my personal life and my business channel, and I made that decision for at least 1 year now, but it doesn't seem to make any difference. So I might as well just address the elephant in the room, and then we can move on to actually what's much more interesting and important for me, which is my work. Yes, Ames and I are no longer together, and we are going through a divorce. And if you've gone through a divorce, you will know that that is a particular type of psychological, spiritual, and mental anguish, let alone financial hell. So that is what I'm desperately deep in the pit of at the moment. But you know, all things shift, change, and will move. So I'm reminding myself everything is, you know, shifting. You know, one of the things about me is I'm never going to lie to you about how I'm actually doing. And I'm okay. I'm doing okay. You can see I'm back at work. I took about 6 months off. I got COVID, was in hospital, got really sick. Not a surprise really with everything that's going on, but I am almost back to my version of full health, which is, you know, as somebody with very many chronic illnesses, not tip top, but pretty good. Other thing that needs to be just stated so we can move on is, yes, I am in a new relationship, and I'm in love and I'm really happy. And that is a great thing. What has not been great has been the press harassment that we have and continue to endure. For years, I mean decades, I worked with really famous people to teach them practices, energy skills to protect themselves from this sort of horror that I am now personally experiencing firsthand. And I got to tell you, and I've said this to all of my famous clients, there is a totally big difference, a fundamental shift between being on this side of the desk and the other, i.e. I've been teaching confidently these skills, like this is going to be the thing that you need to do. It absolutely is going to work. Don't worry, do A, B, C. And my wonderful clients have been following my advice and they do the work and it has helped them. But fucking hell, now to actually feel like you're under this level of scrutiny and attack and have to implement energy practices and to maintain a meditation practice is fucking hard. And I have been struggling. I mean, God, I've been struggling. Anyway, I'm back. The struggle is in process, not over. But with that particular horror of press intrusion, you know, wow, it's like lifting a rock and seeing all the horrors that exist. The levels of misogyny from other women that I have encountered has been kind of mind-blowing. I mean, you know, most of my work for the last 25 years has been focused on empowering other women and supporting solidarity between women. It's like a core tenet of my teachings and my life is that we assume solidarity. We've got to assume solidarity. And bloody hell, that did not happen for me when I was thrust into the very unpleasant particular type of celebrity spotlight. So it's been eye-opening in a pretty depressing way, I gotta say. I've made a couple of TikToks before I closed my account and came off social media that spoke a little bit about comparisons of beauty standards, but you know, fucking hell, nothing could prepare me for having literally thousands of other women telling me that I'm ugly, that I'm unattractive, that I'm less than in every conceivable way every day. Like, I hope none of you ever experience that. Nonetheless, I'm coming back on social media, TikTok and Instagram. I should be back up with this week. I'm not going to have Instagram on my phone. Sarah's going to be managing my Instagram for me. I find it to be one of those apps that's like really unpleasantly addictive. So I end up just getting sucked into a cycle of scrolling and process addiction, and it just depresses all the living shit out of me. So I'm not going to be back on Instagram personally, but I will be on TikTok. And frankly, TikTok, you know, I really enjoyed it. I loved it. I miss the engagement. I miss engaging with people and you know, talking about things that I give a shit about. It's been really depressing over these last 6 months to feel like my world has shrunk. And it's had to shrunk. It's had to shrink because I've become under such horrible attack from totally random people. I think one of my favorite things that sort of just sprung to mind is like ex-partners of ex-partners writing on Reddit threads that I once had a threesome with another famous client of mine. Wild shit. Fucking mental. Yeah, I mean, like the depths of depravity just are beggar belief. Anyway, point about all of this is I just want to acknowledge I am very aware of everything that's been going on. And if you see me not on Instagram or not on TikTok or social media, that's why. I've literally had to like be hiding away. Imagine just being chased down the street and having people take photos of you and choosing the ugliest pictures of you possible. Like they'll take 100 pictures. They'll choose the four where I look literally like a monster. And then having that posted on the internet for thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people to rip apart how I look. I'm sharing all of this with you in vulnerability because you know what? I think that people talk about this a little bit, but not anything like enough. This culture around celebrity is so toxic. It is so completely dehumanizing, and it is absolutely a product of capitalism and white supremacy and colonialism. And you know, I love to talk about those things. So more discussion of this on my TikTok to come. But more important than any of that shit, which is happening, has happened, I continue to engage with, is actually that I'm back to work. So I had to take 6 months off because I was so unwell and because of this like horrible wave of just shitty energy that was sent towards me. I am now back working. So we've got three new exciting things. One, my readings are back. I'm only going to do 5 readings a month. I don't want to do very many more than that because my readings are super intense, as those of you that have had them will know. And of course, it's not just a 1 hour session. It's a session. And then we have 2 days afterwards to engage together on WhatsApp. And you've got me as a resource and I can support you in any way, basically, for those 2 days. So it takes an awful lot out of me, but I really enjoy it. But we're going to just limit those to five a month. If you want to book a reading, it's first come, first serve. There's a waiting list, I think, at the moment, but I'm moving through that waiting list really quick. So just email Sarah and she will be able to work out a time that works. The other thing that's really exciting is I'm coming back with my monthly masterclasses. So I know a bunch of you have been involved in the monthly masterclasses before. I'm going to be creating one a month at least. I'm going to be teaching on things that I care very much about. I mean, I always did, but I always also with the masterclasses had a little eye on like what I thought people wanted to learn about. This time I've just thought, fuck it, I'm going to teach what I actually care deeply about and that I think is going to be valuable. So we're going to start with the Seduction Masterclass. Now, the Seduction Masterclass was one of the first things that I removed from my online offerings as soon as there was any sort of breaking news about my new relationship. And partly that was actually because the first horrific accusations that were leveled at me for just, you know, falling in love, was that I had used magic to seduce my partner. Now, I mean, we've had a laugh about it, you know, I'm laughing about it now, but the reality is, you know, true seduction is not about magic spells. It's not about manipulation. It's about being your full self. It's about standing in your power and showing up as your authentic self. That is so seductive. And, you know, like, evidently, it is so seductive. Anybody that you find attractive in any way, what do they have in common? It's got nothing to do with, you know, how perfect their teeth are. Thank you, Reddit. It's got nothing to do with whether they conform to conventional standards of beauty. It is entirely to do with that brilliance, that power, that light that is within each of us, and how capable it is for us to see it in another person. People that are really attractive are full of charisma because they are authentically themselves and confidently anchored in that. And I can teach you how to do that, and it really fucking works. And it's not a manipulation, and it's not magic. Well, I mean, depending on your definition of magic, but it's really fucking effective, and it will change your life. The point is not about, so the point about seduction is not about seducing another person. It is about seducing yourself. You need to fall in love with who you are actually, like your authentic self. Anyway, if you're interested in this, I strongly recommend that you book a ticket. Even if you've done the Seduction Masterclass previously, this is an updated version of it. And I got good extra stuff to share with you. And as with all of the masterclasses that I teach, you know, they're not just the 1.5 hour session. Well, I always say an hour, but I usually go over. So it's not just the 1 hour live session of me teaching on Zoom. We also have a full 5 days afterwards on WhatsApp where we can ask questions, you can ask questions, I answer, and we have like a full community engagement. And oftentimes, you know, this is like, I just love it so much. It's the most rewarding, satisfying work that I think I've ever done. I love to build community. Okay, so masterclasses, tickets are available, Seduction Masterclasses next. The other thing that's really exciting is the Spiritual Life Upgrade, which for a temporary period of time, we tried it as the Foundations of Energy Mastery with the four of us sharing responsibilities, teaching and all of that. We all decided that it just didn't quite work the way that we anticipated. We've all got different projects on in the rest of our lives, different parts of our lives. And so what I'm deciding to do is rather than just let that material just gather dust and not be engaged with at all. And this is really good material. This is my core curriculum that I developed over, you know, my entire career, but 6 years ago crystallized it into a proper structured mentorship program that lasts the year. I'm going to be offering that. So you are going to be able to, if you want to, sign up for a lower monthly cost, which will give you access to that core material through the app and the community. Now, the exciting thing about the Spiritual Life Upgrade reinvention, as I have decided to do it, is that in a way I'm going to follow a 12-step program model of service. And so if you haven't been involved in a 12-step program, you might not know what this means. 12-step program is, you know, the original classic one is Alcoholics Anonymous, AA. Those of you who have worked with me for a little while will know I have quite a few problems with AA. In lots of ways, I think it's problematic. However, there is so much good. And like anything, particularly, I'm looking at my whole bookcase of Western philosophical texts, like philosophy, for example. I think with all of these, you know, models of learning or practices, it's really important and totally possible to take what's useful and just leave the rest. And in fact, AA themselves literally say that, take what's useful, leave the rest. So I'm going to do a version of how they structure their group communal spaces in the Spiritual Life Upgrade. Previously, in the Spiritual Life Upgrade mentorship that I charged between £5,000 and £10,000 for a year, we would have at least 2 or 3 group sessions on Zoom that I would host or the other coaches would host. And then in FEM, the other, the same, you know, my colleagues, all of us would each individually, well, actually I didn't host hardly any because I was sick and depressed and my life was falling apart. But this time in the Spiritual Life Upgrade, the way that I've decided to do it is for each of the students, so each member of the community, I'm going to be inviting experienced members of the community to hold space each week. So for example, if we do a joint meditation or a group meditation, each week there will be an opportunity for one member of the community to host that. It's not going to be a very heavy responsibility. It's just literally like opening the Zoom room, leading the meditation, closing the Zoom room. And if nobody volunteers to do it, it just doesn't run. So it's true community-based support and communal activities. I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to work really well. It works really well for 12-step meetings. And it gives people, you, if you are involved in the Spiritual Life Upgrade community, an opportunity to take on a bit more responsibility and practice skills, you know, like holding space and guiding a meditation, which they're not necessarily easy things. You've got to learn how to do it and you've got to have practice. So Spiritual Life Upgrade is coming back at a low price. I suspect at the moment it's going to be about £97 per month. And bear in mind, it was £2,000 a month for a period of time. It is an extremely good value. So masterclass, reading, Spiritual Life Upgrade, all of this is going to be coming in an email, no doubt. Look out for it. And I'm going to be back on TikTok and Instagram. I'm wondering if there's anything else I need to tell you about. I don't think so. What I would say is I am still pretty exhausted, still very tender from the last year that I've had, but I am myself still. That's never left me. And I think that the reason I can show up like this today, despite the year that I've had, well, the 43 years that I've had, is really down to these spiritual practices that I'm trying to share with you. Meditation is the thing that has allowed me to survive, and having a strong relationship to my spiritual guides and my spiritual allies, really, really vital. And my community, which includes you. You know, over the last 6 months, and certainly over these last 2 months, I've had to really close ranks and tighten up every single boundary that I have had. And what that has looked like practically is just removing myself from a lot of spaces, including Instagram, including this email, including TikTok. And, you know, I have relied so heavily on my close friends, and I'm really grateful for all of you, because I know that you're going to be listening to this. So if you want to work with me, reading books are open. Sign up for the Seduction Masterclass. It's going to be so fucking good. I mean, really, it's going to be good. And yes, wait for information about the Spiritual Life Upgrade, because that's coming. All right. So good to see you all. And I welcome any response to this email. And I'll see you soon.